Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateria. How can I assist you today?
Hi, I am calling about a transaction that went through our account, but we did not do it. We did not order whatever this is. And so I'm wondering if I can do more research on it through you.
Okay, can you provide me with the zip code?
80602.
Did you say 80602?
Yes, I did.
What's your first and last name?
Becky Williams.
And how much was the charge for me?
Hold on, I'm sorry. I got it right here, but $59.92.
Okay, spell your first name for me.
D-E-C-K-I-E.
And your last name, please.
W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
I'm sorry, you said W-I.
L-L-I-A-M-S.
I'm not getting anything with that. Just a second.
Well, it was on June. Let's see, what does it say? June 12th.
Okay. It was on June 12th. Okay. Can you, do you have the first six digits of the car number we billed you?
No, I don't really want to give you that.
Okay. Well, that'll be my last step to see if I can get your account pulled up today, because I can't find you through your first and last name.
I have a transaction number. Would that help you?
No, ma'am. Do you have an order ID number?
I have a case number.
Yeah, we don't pull anything up through that. We have to have actual verification. You know, due to you having, you know, having an account and you put your information in, we have to pull up the information that you put in online.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been charged this, and I've disputed it, and they've sent me information on it, and we did not order this, and we did not receive it.
I understand, but
if you
did a dispute, ma'am, the charge is still going to reflect because it's a valid charge. So that's why
it's
I'm trying to get your
charge.
But I'm saying you authorized these charges.
No, so we did not.
So the bank will just call. And they'll verify with your, you know, you can let the bank give us a call. I mean, since you did a dispute, the bank going to give us a call anyways. And they'll provide us with the first six digits and the last, you know, last four digits of the card number we billed you with so that we can, you know, explain to them what happened.
Yeah, I'd like to know what happened.
Yeah.
I can give you the first six digits of, because that's the bank number. 465345.
I'm sorry, what number did you give me, ma'am?
465345. That's the first digits of the credit card that was used.
Okay, did you call in before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, what's the last four?
5199.
They wasn't able to pull your account up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I do have an account with you. And as I stated, you'll need your bank to give us a call because I see a charge back on your account. And what happened was, let's see. I'll tell you what happened. I'll be right with you. So did you enter a contest to win an iPhone?
No.
A blank? Well, we have a... discount club, you've been charged for that, $59.92. But you're entering a contest.
No, we did not.
I think my phone was hacked, and somehow that contest thought I had entered it. But I would never buy an iPhone.
He uses a Samsung, so he would never enter something to get an iPhone.
Just a second. I'm gonna check with my supervisor to see what was actually purchased. Just a second.
Thank you.
To win an iPhone, end up buying
exactly.
Two game studios. Makes no sense.
No, yeah, it's totally fraudulent.
And the fact that we should have received it.
And she mentioned something about a recurring, you know, that it were some kind of a club. We're going to go on this website and give them one hell of a terrible review. If they let you. Let's see. They don't have anything
like that. Okay. Sure. So, yes, ma'am. My supervisor stated, as I stated, that it was for an iPhone. You entered a contest to win an iPhone. And
okay, well,
How does entering a contest to win an iPhone end up with us ordering two hand grips that cost $29 or whatever that says they've been delivered and we haven't seen anything? So how does that relate to each other, entering an iPhone contest, which I would never do anything?
That is what's on the account, sir. So whatever you did online is going to be on the account.
But I can't do that through your website. So how would I have done that?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at your website right now, and it's our bank gave us information saying that we bought these hand grips, nothing to do with an iPhone.
You bought webmail?
What did you just say?
You said you bought. I didn't understand what you said you bought.
Hand grips.
I didn't buy anything, but the bank, when we disputed this, got information from Better Healthy Trends Today, which is supposedly who charged us this, and they sent us a copy of a picture of two hand grips for $29 and something that supposedly we ordered. That's supposedly what this charge is for.
No, that charge is not for this. That has something to do, totally something different. This charge is because you entered a contest to win a blank. It says something about a blank, and then it has an iPhone by it, which is, that's what the contest is for. You could have entered it. We have, like, iPhones. You could have did it for, like, a KitchenAid. But this one right here was for an iPhone. But you're not being charged for entering a contest to win an iPhone. You're being charged because in the terms and the conditions of the contest that you enter, it does tells you that you have 48 hours, you have up into 2 days to call and cancel because you will be signed up for a discount club. And
okay,
that's what they're billing you for.
We don't want to be a part of any kind of discount club. So can you cancel that right now?
I mean, when you called in the last time, they went ahead and canceled your account out. Customer called in about charges, caller claim fraud account, and they canceled your account out. And they transferred
you. Yeah, but I'm still paying I'm still being charged $59.92.
Can we speak to your supervisor?
No, sir.
Can we speak to your supervisor? Why not?
Because there's nothing that we can do about this account. This account
it
has a chargeback on it. So the only thing that we could tell you is to have your bank give us a call.
Okay. I will call them and have them call you again. And what is your name?
My name is Sateria. It's Sateria.
And do you have any kind of an ID number?
No, sir. I mean, I'm sorry. No, ma'am. You could just give us a call back, and we'll pull the account back up.
All right. Thanks so much.